The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. Very excited to get this person in studio right now. On our website, it says very a funny comedian, funny actress, funny writer, funny, just a funny badass.
And everything.
She's here this weekend for the first time ever at Comedy Works South.
Yeah.
First time ever. We have Jenny Zagrino. How you doing?
Hey, doing great.
Welcome to the Mahi City.
Loving Denver.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So this is your first time. Is it your first time performing at Comedy Works, right?
Yeah, but I've been to Denver before.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count.
Yeah. No, no.
Until you've done Comedy Works, it doesn't really count. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I've been waiting this weekend for a while. It was like when I got the call, like, hey, they're making an offer. I was like, okay, I'm officially a stand-up comedian. I've made it.
Yeah, well, Comedy 103.1's been here for 3 years, and so over the years we've had newcomers, or we've had veterans, or we've had legends, and they all come here, and no matter where they're at, they talk about Comedy Works and what it's like performing here in Colorado. And so to be here for your first time, I feel like we're part of history together.
I know, right? Guys, it's going in the history books.
I feel like we are connected.
Whatever book it is in, it is in it now.
The book of Jenny Zagrino.
Yeah.
I feel like I was there.
I'm going to start a cult.
You should. The book of Jenny Zagrino.
The book of Jenny Zagrino.
And I'm glad I made a chapter. At least a page.
It's basically just like a low-carb guide.
Exactly.
Low-carb and vodka sodas.
Oh, I can join that cult. I'm down for that. What's been going on with you?
Just been hitting the road real hard.
Yeah.
So I've been on the road since April. I have one weekend off till the middle of August. So it's great. This is what every comedian dreams of doing, and I'm living it.
Yeah.
I'm also tired, but it's fine.
Well, thank you for being here so early for us. You know, we like to just make everybody wake up early and go to sleep.
This is not early. I mean, I've done 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m. talk radio.
Yeah.
Where you have to be funny at 5:30 in the morning.
Well, next time you come in, we'll book you for that time.
Okay, good. I think that's my peak hour.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It's like when I'm at my best.
I want to get 5 a.m. Jenny. I want to get that one.
Oh, she's a good one.
Okay, perfect. So you're here this weekend, Comedy Works South. You can get tickets at comedyworks.com. A big weekend for you, but it's a big weekend for me because it's actually my birthday week. And I'm
happy birthday. Yeah. Woo!
And I'm going to your show tonight. So.
Oh, we're
going to
make it good. Tell me, be in visual sight so that I can
it's
make fun of you.
It's very hard. I could be in the last row and you'd see me. So.
I'm going to make fun of you.
Oh, okay. Well,
I do a lot of crowd work, so be prepared.
Well, I'll probably be the belligerently laughing out loud guy. So you'll probably notice me very easily.
Cool.
And I have a loud laugh, so it's possible.
If you could heckle me, that would be even better.
I'm not a heckler so much, but my laugh just draws attention my way.
When there's a few
shots beforehand.
I did Raleigh last week, and there was a woman in the audience who had legit like a hyena cackle, it was like when some people laugh, the whole audience hears it, and they're just like, oh my god, like the whole audience would laugh. Hear her laugh and then stop laughing.
Right. So whenever you had a moment where there was no laughter, you're like,
yeah, I'd be like, come on, hyena, let's hear it.
You know, doing this for, listen to, because, we play 24/7 comedy, so it's comedy bits, and I start noticing the weird things. I start noticing the laugher, the one person in the back of these comedy bits, these comedy specials or whatever, and there's always that one person who might be just closer to the microphone. Oh, that'd be so cool to be that guy. I want to be in the back of the Jerry Seinfeld comedy special and hear that voice, that laughter every time, or,
I would love to be in that, but for like a band or like a, acoustic session with some musician, and they're like singing and then I'm singing along and everyone's like, oh my God, who is that angel?
Who is that beautiful
and
voice
it's
in the
me,
background?
You guys.
Is that a background singer that's not on stage? What's going on here?
You know, the closest I got to that is if you watch the Russell Brand New York special.
Uh-huh.
I am in the audience 5 times. I'm the first audience member you see.
Oh, snap.
Back in like 2009.
Is that the first thing on your IMDb page?
Yep, it's Russell Brand special.
Is that the first thing on
2009.
There?
2009.
Man, that's when you know you made it.
That's right. One day I'll meet him and I'll point that out.
And speaking of credits, did I see that you're going to be in Bad Santa too?
Yeah.
What?
That's awesome. How cool is that?
I mean, I still to this day think that Bad Santa is like one of the just newest classic kind of Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Like, that's something I have to watch every year. And it's about like 13 years later, but that needed a sequel, so I'm glad that it's coming out.
Yeah.
And you're going to be a part of that.
It's so exciting. It's so cool to like be part of something that's been awaited for so long. And I will admit that I didn't get to watch it till I got the part. Because I just was like, whatever. But it was like just at the perfect like Christmas time. It was on Netflix.
So I
watched it and I was like, oh my God, this is so funny.
Have you got to work Why with Billy Bob this? And all that? Or what's that like? He seems like he'd be an interesting dude to work with.
He's great. He's the best. And he loves stand-up. He's a huge supporter of stand-up comedy.
That's great.
Which is so cool. And he's also hilarious. He's so funny.
I'm going to take a lucky guess and figure this is probably coming out sometime around the holidays.
November 23rd. Okay. Right?
It's coming Memorial Day weekend. Bad Santa 2.
Well, that's going to be like, I think that's like the biggest holiday movie weekend is a Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
So when people are like, killing each other over plasma TVs.
Then they can go
see Bad Santa 2.
Kill people for seats to your movie.
I hope they do kill each other.
Well, then they can't buy more tickets. You want them to stick around and put a little more monies in the box office.
Listen, I just want a little bit of money.
Oh, okay, cool. Just a little bit?
I'm cool with it. But to have their souls, even better.
Oh, there you go. That's all you need. Right?
That is endless.
We have Jenny Zagrino. She's here this weekend at Comedy Works South. You can get tickets at comedyworks.com. How did this all start for you? What made you start wanting to do stand-up?
I was 16 when I first started. I took a class. I saw Dane Cook's special.
Yeah.
It was like his very first one. It was before he was like hit it really big, and it was just like one of those half hours. And I was like, I can do that. And so then I did a class. And I headlined my class. And then I did it a few more times, but then it was like horrifying and terrifying because you're a 16-year-old girl with like 28-year-old men who were talking about like, one guy had like this, it was a joke about elephants and at the time he said the word midgets, which I know is not couth now, but he was really using that word very liberally, and I was like, I'm too young to be here. I want to go be a teenager. So I left, and then at 21, picked it up again in Boston.
Okay. Yeah. When you were doing it younger, were you doing like the clubs and stuff too?
Like open mics.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like bars too. And at that time, like it was so much harder to find like places to do mics.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have all the great resources that we have today. So I did it at Acme a few times, and then I did the place when I decided to stop was at this place called the Brave New Workshop in Minneapolis, and that mic, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, that very first time, because everybody has different viewpoints from their very first time they went on stage. Now, you said you did the class. Do you remember the first time you went and did the, on stage in front of an audience? Was it nerve-wracking, or did you feel comfortable with it? Or
I felt very comfortable with it. I had a really good teacher, and my family was in the audience, which was very cool. There was one part of my family that got too drunk and was heckling, like heckling students, which is like worst thing you could do. But and then she gave me a corsage, so I had to wear a corsage on stage. I was like,
prom night class?
I guess it was prom for me. So my first stand up was with a corsage, which is ridiculous. And
is there a video of this anywhere? We need this on YouTube.
I hope not. Oh my God! Please no. But it was like, I definitely knew from there, I was like, I really like this. And I was writing stand-up, but I just wasn't performing it. And then I got into film, and I was like, I want to make movies and write comedy movies. So that's what I went to school for. And then when I was in London, I watched Russell Brand's special. And then I was like, I remember doing that. That was super fun. When I go back to Boston, I'm going to try it again. So I did it. And then never look back.
Good job, Dane Cook and Russell Brand.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks the most white male comedians.
The best in the game right now.
I know.
So it's
but
perfect.
I always loved like Marie Bamford. I was a huge fan of. I liked Richard Pryor. I liked like the classic stand-ups. And then I was a huge Monty Python fan since I was 5. I used to watch the Sinbad special too on Comedy Central when I was like 5 or 6. Which I just met Sinbad and told him that.
That's got to be nice to meet these people. Because I think you met Dane Cook like at Conan, maybe?
I met Dane Cook while I was running my Conan set, and which was kind of cool. And then I was like, hey, You started this. And he's like, oh, great. And then we find out that our mothers lived in, like, the same apartment building.
Oh, that's a crazy coincidence.
Yeah, which is like, oh, that's really interesting. So, like, meeting him, meeting Maria Bamford was, like, kind of great. And, like...
Did you and Sinbad have similar... the parents have similar housing situations?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Sinbad didn't live anywhere near me.
Oh, okay.
But meeting Sinbad was, like... we had both just come from Minneapolis, and he was in town for Prince's Memorial. So he was being hounded by, like, this TMZ dude who's just, like, in his face. He's like, get out of my way. And then I, like, snuck in, and I was like, you're my inspiration. And then just,
right,
like,
next to his ear. Right, again, he's a tall guy, so that takes some skills. You know, the first time Sinbad actually stopped by the station, we were in another building, and it was same thing. We were on the top floor. He shattered his leg or something. He broke it, so he was like, on crutches, whatever. You know, so he came up to the interview. Right before he was about to leave, our elevator, our power went out. So we had to get him down several flights of stairs with his leg outstretched, and it wasn't very fun.
I broke my foot last October and had to do the road.
Oh, man.
It was just like a boot. It was so awful.
Well, you know, you perform with a corsage, you perform with a boot. I mean, you're just all over the place. I like that.
I was also dressed as Jon Snow the boot on.
Oh, is there any special accessory you're wearing this weekend at Comedy Works out?
No, guys, just my Spanx and my sex appeal.
When I bring you a crochet, then that. Don't be shocked.
Not bring me a crochet.
You better wear it, too. Better wear it. We have Jenny Zagrino, man. We want to thank you for making time for us this weekend, and hope you're enjoying yourself at your first time at Comedy Works this weekend here in Denver.
It's been great.
And whenever you stop by Denver, make sure you stop by Comedy 1031.
Heck yeah.
All right. Get those tickets at comedy1031.com. And it's my birthday tonight, so buy some tickets so you can also buy me some shots.
Happy birthday!
Yeah! Thank you so much, Jenny.
Bye.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.